Hi, welcome back to A Breath of Fresh Civics. I'm Madeline.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Elena.
I'm Carly.
I'm Lily.
And I'm Tanya. Now, this episode is going to be a little bit different.
In the previous episodes, we talk about civics standards and what it's about. But today, we'll be talking about why civics is important.
Yeah, we can use civics for so many different things, such as knowing your rights when you face trouble and impressing people with your knowledge of civics.
Yeah, right. Like, we go around bragging about how much we know about forms of government or something.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Even if you don't go around bragging about how much you know, civics can be useful in the real world.
How?
If you pass your civics EOC with a good score, there's an easier chance to get into a better high school, which leads to getting into a good college.
What about voting?
Of course. Once you become a voting age, which is 18, you can make informed and educated decisions about candidates and public policy.
Why should I care? What are the pros?
What are you talking about? We've been seeing the pros the whole time.
Well, if she wants more, we'll give her some. You are given the opportunity to shape the world around you.
Yeah, and you learn skills that can help you adapt to social, economic, and political conditions.
You can also learn to represent and protect your rights in court and in life.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there was that much to civics.
That is why civics is super important in and out of the classroom.
All in all, civics is extremely necessary and beneficial to life in more than one way.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of A Breath of Fresh Civics.
Bye!